This is, we go through maybe 10 more different incidents like this where Paul ministered to the Jews and the Greeks in that time period before he was sent to all people. That's right. Yeah, me too, Gary and Dave. Okay, time for questions, comments, other viewpoints, not other doctrines, but other ways of seeing the scripture, the same scripture. I see a question up there that I had missed. James asked, and I think this was at the time when we were talking about, let me go back and see if I can find that, life from the dead. That was in Romans, where is that? Romans 11, is that 15? I think I passed it up already. Yeah, I'm all the way back to the beginning of the lesson. Romans, I'm looking for 11:15, right? There it is. Okay. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And that says to me, resurrection. And the question was, is that also born again also? For Israel, it would. The term born again is not used of those saved by Paul's gospel because it's we're a new creation. We're not a second birth of what we were or something, you know. Not born again, we're a new creation. And Paul never uses the term that we're born again. But for Israel, it is used of them, especially in John 3 and 1 Peter 2, I think it is, the beginning of chapter 2, where he talks about being born again. Isn't that the section where coming to the Christ is the rock and we come as lively stones, I think, something like that. They were little Christs. I mean, they were... they had the anointing during that time before the fall of Israel, during that acceptable year of the Lord. Let's see. I don't see any hands still. Was Jerry on tonight or Mark? Jerry has switched to Monday nights, and so Mark is on Wednesday nights, so nobody was on. Byron usually is on at an hour before we start, but Byron Wiggins wasn't on tonight that I could find, and apparently has the flu. He canceled Sunday's meeting because of the flu. I think there were a lot of people in his group there that he ministers to that had the flu. So take care of yourselves, people, and don't get socked with the flu. It's not fun, and it's dangerous. I mean, it's powerful. So, but we've got heaven to look forward to. Just don't go there before your work is done. and what is it the Lord wants us saved people to do? Well, if we're saved, nobody's answering. If we're saved, that's the first half of God's will. The second half, 1 Timothy 2:4. Let me find it so you're listening to God, not to me. It starts off, God who, the end of the verse before is God, who will have all men to be saved. That's the first part. Second part, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And that's why we meet here night after night. that second part, as well as the first part. Those that are not saved, we try to make it clear every night how to be saved, to believe that Christ died for your sins, and that cleared you of your sin. You're imputed the righteousness of God. Okay? When Christ was on the cross, God was in Christ not imputing our sins unto us, but imputing them unto God. God, Jesus Christ, yes. He is God. John 5:20 says he's God. If you encounter one of these of certain religious groups that are growing and prevalent, going by a list of questions, and they say, why didn't, if Jesus was God, why didn't he ever say so? The Bible says so, that he was, and he did in a veiled way there in John 4:25-26, I think it is. But he didn't boast. He didn't come to boast. It wasn't pride that brought him to the earth. He came that we would not be condemned. I'm trying to think of John 3:17, but that's the same. Very similar to 1 Timothy 1:15 that we spoke of earlier. Thou hast truly said, lo, many times. Okay. All right. Well, I don't see any hands. We do have time for a closing song, though. Hope you're ready for this.